From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has told his South African counterpart Jacob Zuma he's fine but confined to his home after the military seized power Wednesday. Military leaders insist they did not stage a coup. Soldiers have taken up key positions around the capital while armored vehicles block roads leading to government buildings. Zimbabwean war veterans said they backed the army's action. Victor Mata Madanda is the group's secretary general.
What Zimbabwe has been sliding into was a state of chaos. And for that reason, war veterans here do stand with the Zimbabwe Defense Forces. We urge that Robert Gabriel Mugabe should be recalled from his role as the president and first secretary of ZANU-PF.
But the head of the ruling party's youth wing, Kudzai Kapanga, publicly apologized to the military for earlier criticism of Army Chief of Staff General Constantine Chiwenga.
I, as the leader of the Revolutionary Party's Youth League, I have reflected and personally admitted that I erred. I was ill-advised to read a statement which I and the Youth League had not originated, neither authored.
Monday, Chiwenga warned he would step in unless Mr. Mugabe stopped trying to purge the ruling ZANU-PF party of independence fighters. President Donald Trump Wednesday called his just-concluded 12-day Asia trip a success in terms of three core objectives, the most imperative being the North Korean nuclear threat.
I spoke the truth about the evil crimes of the North Korean regime, and I made clear that we will not allow this twisted dictatorship to hold the world hostage to nuclear blackmail.
Mr. Trump also sought to strengthen U.S. alliances in Asia, as well as promote free and reciprocal trade relationships. This is VOA News. At least 12 people were killed, nearly 30 wounded, when four suicide bombers attacked populated areas of the Munagari suburb of the Borno state capital Maiduguri late Wednesday. Police identified the attackers as two male, two females. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the area has seen numerous attacks by the Boko Haram insurgency. A 72-year-old Swiss aid worker was freed by security forces Wednesday, a month after she was abducted in Sudan's Darfur region. Swiss Ambassador Daniel Cavain thanked Sudanese authorities for their help securing the release of Margaret Schenkel.
A special thanks goes also to His Excellency Mr. Gandour, the foreign minister, who supported us from the very beginning, who also made a public statement of the non-ransom policy, the same policy also Switzerland follows.
Schenkel was kidnapped October 7 in the North Darfur city of Al-Fashir. Details about her ordeal have not been released. French President Emmanuel Macron has invited Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri and his family to France. He expressed hope that political crisis in Lebanon would become more peaceful, adding, "We need a strong Lebanon." Mr. Hariri Thursday said he accepted the invitation. Mr. Hariri abruptly announced his intention to resign November 4 after accusing Iran-backed Hezbollah of sowing strife in the region. Flash floods have killed at least 15 people in two towns of coastal Greece following a week of heavy rains. More severe weather is forecast for Thursday. The ousted leader of Spain's Catalonia region has told a Spanish television station that he expects to be his party's leading candidate in next month's elections, even as he fights extradition in Belgium, where he fled after Madrid imposed direct rule following the region's declaration of independence. Carlos Puigdemont said he has a list of candidates for the December 21st ballot to stand under the banner of his Democratic Party of Catalonia. 11 people died after a light aircraft flying to the Serengeti National Park in northern Tanzania crashed Wednesday. The Cessna Caravan, operated by Coastal Aviation, carried a pilot and 10 passengers to the popular tourist destination. Three college basketball players from the University of California, Los Angeles, Wednesday apologized for shoplifting while in China, among them Lee Angelo Ball.
I'd like to start off by saying sorry for stealing from the stores in China. I didn't exercise my best judgment, and I was wrong for that.
The three players arrested and had faced long prison terms until President Donald Trump intervened to request their release in a meeting with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. The Cambodian Supreme Court is to rule Thursday on a government lawsuit to dissolve the political opposition ahead of next year's elections. Prime Minister Hun Sen, who has ruled the country for 32 years, predicted the court would issue a guilty verdict against the Cambodian National Rescue Party, seen by some as an effort to block any effective opposition to his rule.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah. Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors, so I want you to relax as I take you around Africa on disc, because this is going to be a super show. But let's start off today from Uganda with this beautiful lady, Angela Katatumba, in Let Me. Beautiful music. And right after that, My Baby by Missy BK from Cameroon, and Tunatesa by Bushi of Kenya. But right now, it's Angela Katatumba of Uganda in Let Me.
Baby, come on to me, I like the way you are. Let me feel you. Baby, come on to me, you know you hypnotize me. Love you. Ooh, I like the way you love me, baby. Hold you. Oh, we
This is Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
African Beat, you've just listened to Tunatesa by Bushi of Kenya, and right before that was My Baby by Missy BK of Cameroon, and Let Me by Angela Katatumba of Uganda. This is the show that you don't want to miss. We broadcast to you Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time, on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy. The African Beat will be right back.
Hello, I am Nasser Ayoub from Freetown, Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat from the Voice of America with David Vandy.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Right now, let's continue with some good music. Stuff fresh from the land of the lions, Sierra Leone, and this is Saful Saful. And right after that, Posaya Bolingo by Alicia Steluji of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Yemi Alade of Nigeria comes in with Journey. But right now, Saful Saful by Stuff Fresh from Sierra Leone.
Baby,
Hello, this is Nasser Ayoub, all the way from Freetown, Sierra Leone. Join me on David Bandy's show, African Beat, on the VOA.
This is Yvonne Chaka Chaka, and you're listening to The Voice of America on African Beat with David Vandy. So stay tuned.
I wake up every day to make my prayer. champion. If I know see my journey, looking for my journey. I'm looking for my honey. You're telling me this, you're telling me that. I say this is not for me. Johnny do me corny. Johnny do me corny. He's doing me this, he's doing me that. But I know what's him on me. He go Canada, he go Tokyo. Yesterday he say he de Morocco. He dance the sicko, he sing a willow. Na lie, na lie, na Pinocchio. This one na go be. Original go.
Looking out there for your journey, Yemi Alade of Nigeria, and right before that was Posaya Bolingo by Alicia Stelogy of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Saful Saful by the great Stofresh from Sierra Leone.
Hello, I am Nasser Ayub from Freetown, Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat from the Voice of America with David Bandy. Thank you.
Disongo, 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 disongo. African beats. African beats. African beats. African beats. African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back to the African Beats. You love the show, we love you, and we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about the show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
The African beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Let's get on to music, and this time I take you to Ivory Coast. It's getting hot, hot, hot. Magic System, Angau Aoran. And right after that, Bendele by Koffi Olomide of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Coupe de Calais Chinois by Lagbi Dida of Algeria. But first, Angau Aoran by the Magic System of Côte d'Ivoire.
Hey gros, Paresca, Mohamed Lamy, aïe, Magic System, mon copé, aïe, c'est le son du tiers, on écoute, on est entre nous, depuis Abidjan, on compte sur vous, 113 c'est lui et moi, et ce son c'est fait pour vous.
Soon.
Pascal Frino.
Valérie Mankinda, Ali Londolé, Ali
Calais Chinois by Larbi Dida of Algeria, and before that Bendele by Koffi Olomide of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and at the top was Angaou Oran by the Magic System of Cote d'Ivoire. This is the African Beat. I'll be right back with more music, so stay tuned.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vander here in Washington. Rocky Daouni, the Ghanaian international reggae star, best world music album. And so our next track is going to be Master Plan from that same album, Rhythms of the Rebel Soul, Ghana's reggae superstar. Let's get it on.
Ghana people, make you take it go higher. Come Africa, make you light my fire. And I'll be I've seen the light. We must sing this song with one great voice. Surviving the master plan. Surviving, surviving now. Come on, people, meditate, go higher. Ghana people, make you take it, go higher. Come, Africa, make you light my fire. And I'll be
songs of joy and redemption. Wave your flags in celebration. Come on, people, lift up your heart. Now that you have seen the light, we must sing this song with one great voice.